The latest from podnews.net.
I'm David Fisher, and you're listening to 3.5 Degrees, an original podcast from Facebook.
Pacific Content, the company behind that new podcast from Facebook, 3.5 Degrees, have written up 9 marketing lessons for your podcast working with Facebook's team. The post includes some savvy use of offline media and some extra clever use of Facebook itself. Another form of marketing, paid for ads on the popular iOS app Overcasts. A Redditor posts their experience of booking ads and gives some hints on how to get the most out of it. Podfest in Orlando in Florida from March the 7th to 9th is one of the big podcasting events of the year. We're in Malaysia on March the 7th, but trying our hardest to be at Podfest for the other 2 days. If you want a 15% discount code, have a look in the newsletter today, podnews.net. Now, we're used to hearing automated voices sound like this.
While royal wedding fashion will have an influence on bridal trends in the United States, American brides are continually looking for ways to personalize their wedding to reflect their own style.
But those voices don't work too well for a voice reading the news. Amazon Alexa has unveiled a new professional newscaster voice, which they plan to use for news briefings and other similar pieces of work. And it sounds like this.
While royal wedding fashion will have an influence on bridal trends in the United States, American brides are continually looking for ways to personalize their wedding to reflect their own style.
Now all they have to do is get the aloof British accent right, and then I can retire. The Pod is an interesting new product, a pop-up sound booth to give recordings better acoustics. We'll link to that today. Also, last week, we noted that Google Podcasts is beginning to appear in Android Auto, the car navigation and entertainment system from Google. Now, as this update rolls out, it seems that Google Podcasts is visible to every Android Auto user, irrespective of whether they've installed the app. Google Play says that Android Auto has over 10 million installations. That's 10 times that of the Google Podcasts app. Paul Colligan has posted his podcast predictions for 2019 in the latest episode of the Podcast Report. Voxnest has launched Spreaker Enterprise, described as enterprise-level podcast hosting. The Boston Globe covers the history and the present day of podcasting, calling it a juggernaut. Tribune Media, a U.S. television and media company, is launching the Tribune Audio Network, working with Art19. NPR has made Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me into an interactive quiz for smart speakers, if you live in the U.S. And Alitu, a brand that polishes brands and publishes your podcast automatically, has just released recording within their app. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.